No one has been freed since last October, so is there still hope for the girls? The government said this week that negotiations have made progress, but they said they still face what they called challenges. But for the spokesman of the Bring Back Our Girls movement, Sesu Akume, the government is far from doing its best to get the girls back.
They said that 83 were on their way back. And since then, we've never heard anything about the 83. It's been 6 months, no feedback. And then whenever there's an anniversary like this, today is 3 years, yesterday they now sent out some sound bites about, yes, they're still doing something about it, and that's all. And then they'll go back to their cocoons. The parents are in utter darkness. They don't know anything that's going on. And so that's how it has been, just in the aspect of managing the information. So there hasn't been sincerity on their part. We had meetings. None of the things we agreed on to be done has been done and followed through.
Akume thinks that despite the fact that the government has managed to negotiate the return of some of the girls already, the Buhari administration is simply, as he puts it, not sincere.
They don't like being held accountable. So when we were holding them accountable, making them stay to their words, they didn't like it. For instance, in his inauguration address on May 29, 2015, President Buhari said that the war against Boko Haram cannot be said to have been won until the last Chibok girl is back. But right now he has already declared that the war has been won. He said Boko Haram was technically defeated. And we said no, Boko Haram technically or otherwise has not been defeated until our girls are here. And he didn't like that because it was being held accountable.
There's different things at stake right now. What the government wants to do, what the army wants to do, what civil society groups want to do. But certainly, as the next elections get closer, that's in 2 years, in 2019, there's going to be added pressure on the government to bring the girls back. And despite the government claiming it has defeated the extremist group, Boko Haram is very much alive and kicking. And it's not only the Chibok girls that have suffered. Since their kidnapping, Amnesty International says no fewer than 2,000 girls and boys have been abducted by Boko Haram to be used as cooks, slaves, fighters, and even bombers. Issa Sanusi works with Amnesty International in Nigeria.
More has to be done. Government has to make the issue of rescuing the remaining over 197 girls rescued and freed from Boko Haram should be a priority now. Beyond that, we always believe that these abductions of women and girls is still going on every day across Borno State and some parts of northeast Nigeria. Boko Haram is still abducting more people. So priority should not only be on Chibok girls, also others that have been abducted must be recovered, must be freed from Boko Haram.
But Boko Haram knows how important the Chibok girls are. Jan St-Pierre is a counter-terrorism advisor who works for a group called Modern Security in Berlin.
The main difference is the prominence of the Chibok girls. The international attention after the kidnapping of these young girls created a very unique situation for them. And as such, they obtained a value to Boko Haram that any others don't have, any other person doesn't have, because they know they can actually say, because the federal government, once the girls are released, can say, we freed the Chibok girls. So this added value to the girls is really creating the difference here. And Boko Haram obviously is trying to use that position to obtain money or resources that they otherwise couldn't get with any other hostage.
He also says that Boko Haram, granted, is weaker than it used to be, but it also adapts very well because it operates across several borders, which allows it to sustain itself quite well.